Well, we've chirped in the past all about pets and why you should get the facts before you get one.
Yeah, and today we have a different type of facts about pets. Did you know that pets are good for your health, your mental, and your emotional well-being? Mm-hmm. We're going to be chirping about that. And this is Chick to Chick.
So you have found out something new in your life.
I have.
You are in love.
I am in love.
You are in love with this beautiful furry girl named Tilly.
She's
I have never
so cute.
Seen you more in love.
She's so cute. Now, I had a cat many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. I had a Siamese cat by the name of Sarah, and I loved her. Mm-hmm. She was so sweet, but we had to put her down. And recently, my son went and got a dog, which I was not in favor
not
of.
Not at all.
Because he's in college, and I thought he had too much on his plate.
Right.
But
right.
She's a cutie pie, and she's a big girl. Tilly's a big girl.
She's a big bun lady.
She's 65 pounds. She's part lab, part German Shepherd.
She's adorable.
But she just makes my heart swell.
Well, and that's the thing. We're talking today about what pets make us feel, or how they make us feel, or what they do for us. And we have someone here who's going to give us a lot of great insight as to why you want to be around pets more often. So we want to welcome Miranda Feldman, and she is with the Alliance of Pet Therapy. Welcome, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello.
Who's your cute little friend with you, Miranda?
This is Lakota.
Oof. How old is Lakota? And tell us all about Lakota.
So Lakota is 6 years old. He is a Anatolian Shepherd mix. I rescued him about 2.5 years ago from the Humane Society of Harrisburg area.
Aw, look at that face.
Cute, beautiful eyes.
I love that you can bring him to work, too.
That's fun. That's always fun.
It is so fun.
So, Miranda, we usually get pets for companionship, but pets can really benefit us in so many other ways, health-wise. If we have some sort of an illness or a disease or an ailment, can pets help us with that?
They definitely can. They're very therapeutic. You know, hospitals, nursing homes, anything like that, you know, they can brighten anybody's day, even on their worst.
And the other thing I find really interesting, and people sometimes joke about this, but they'll be like, oh, I've got my emotional support dog with me today. But the truth is, they really do provide that. You do something that I find really interesting, and it's actually pretty brilliant. It's going to the airport. So talk to us about why you take the dogs to the airport.
Yeah, so I actually just started. I think I'm a little under a year. I've been going to the Harrisburg International Airport. You know, it's something people are not expecting. You know, their flights are delayed, they're running late, you know, they're missing their loved ones, even their dogs. And, you know, it's kind of surprising we get to come there and, you know, they get to love on some pets before they board. And it's definitely, you know, stress relieving.
So you're where in the area before you go through security? Like, set the scenario for us and talk to us about what happens. Do they come up to you? Do you go up to them? Tell us how that works.
Yeah, it's a little bit of us both. You know, we go on the secure side and the unsecure side. So we do go through, you know, the scanners and everything. And we are able to, you know, go where people are sitting. And, you know, we can approach them. They can approach us, whatever they feel comfortable doing.
That is so smart.
So they let you through security to do this.
Yes, we have to go, you know, it is a little bit of a step, but we do go through security every time we volunteer there.
So if you come across maybe a passenger who's feeling anxious because they're just anxious about flying, or there was a flight delay, or they're worried they're going to miss their connector, or maybe the kids are scared, how do you approach that situation with the dog? And then what do you notice after they've had some time with the animal?
So I definitely, you know, I go up and, you know, you want to pet the dog. You know, I have actually, we just recently got little ID cards that we hand out to the kids, which they absolutely love. They have, you know, their favorite toy on them, a little bit about the dog, and of course a picture. So that's something they can take with them and show. You know, after they are petting the dog, loving the dog, you can just see their face brighten up. And, you know, that makes me feel better that they're going to have a better trip and a better experience at the airport.
I love that.
That's nice.
That's really smart. So, Miranda, we were talking off of topic, off of the podcast, and you were saying you have 5 dogs. I find that a little overwhelming. Like, I have two. But, you know.
And I have one that visits. Right. And that's enough.
But tell us what it means, because you're not just a dog mom. I mean, you're not just a rescue dog mom, but you're also someone who really likes to share animals. What do you feel therapy does for folks of all ages?
You know, I think it brings them comfort and support. You know, it just, you know, it makes me feel better because I'm not, you know, I can't help with the Humane Society and more with the animals, but I can help people now. And I love just making them feel better. And it's just because, you know, I brought my dog and I'm glad that I can share and he can bring happiness to others like he does for me.
He's so cute.
He's
so docile.
He's chilling.
He's just loving you, loving him up. You know, there are a lot of people who are alone and a lot of people who are lonely. What does having a pet in their life, how can that help them with that situation?
That could definitely, you know, it can give them routine. You know, when they're feeling bad, you know, the dogs always have a way of, you know, changing your mood, making you a 360, you know, and having that routine, it makes you feel like a purpose. You know, you're not alone. You have someone that is waiting for you at home that is always excited to see you no matter what.
It's like that unconditional love.
Oh, that they do give you unconditional
love. My dogs
love.
Are so happy to see me. It's almost as if they didn't think I was ever coming home again. Like, they're shocked. No. She's back. She actually came back to me.
It's like Santa Claus.
I don't know. It's like every day is Christmas when I walk in the door. It makes me feel a little good inside about that. You know, there are some incidents where people can't actually, they can't have a dog all of the time, but they really want to make sure that they have, maybe they had a dog at one point. They either A, can't afford it, they're living in an environment that doesn't allow it. Is there anything that they can do, places they can reach out to have that, you know, companionship for maybe like an hour or so, a couple times a week?
I would say, you know, even reaching out, you know, I used to work for Caring Hearts Pet Therapy, you know, even reaching out to a couple of different therapy groups, no matter where they're at, you know, I used to visit the Ronald McDonald House, you know, you can't have pets at the hospital, but, you know, I think they were there a couple of times a week, you know, we would have multiple pets there. And we'd be there for, I believe, 2 hours, you know, an hour or so, and just being able to get that little bit of love can go a long way.
You know, you talked about the dogs coming in. You know, when Tilly comes to visit, she goes crazy, and I'm like, nobody's ever that happy to see me. Nobody. She's like so crazy happy, and my son's like, you need to settle down. You need to settle down. She's so happy, and it makes you feel so good. And something that I've noticed this entire interview or our chat with you, Miranda, is that you've been petting Lakota the entire time and just loving him up and petting his face. And I know that he's loving that, but I want to know, how does that make you feel? That touch, that connection, you know, what do you get out of that when you're loving up an animal like that?
You know, it's definitely a big stress reliever. You know, I'm not one for videos. I'm not one for being the center of attention. And it's definitely calming, soothing. And, you know, it gives you a source of constant confidence that I wouldn't have otherwise.
Oh, so you're telling me that the chicks were stressing you out? Is that what you're saying? That you were stressed out to chirp with us?
Just so you know, apparently I stress her out because when she comes to my house, the dog jumps on her lap and she's immediately, yes, Roxy, thank you for being here. You are my therapy to deal with this chick. Isn't that true?
So we stressed you out, Miranda. Is that what you're saying?
Look at poor Lakota. He's like, Mom, you're gripping
you're
me.
You're like, you're choking me, Mom. You really are stressed out here. No, I do think that, you know, pets do add a lot to your life. It's what a great feeling when you walk through the door and they're so excited to see you. And that touch, you know, that connection. And it gives you purpose. But we cannot stress enough, though, too, that people need to understand that pets are a big responsibility. They also can be a big financial responsibility. And we do need to talk about that as well.
Yes, definitely. You know, that's why I work at our local animal hospital and I have five dogs.
She's smart.
Yeah.
She works in the place that will benefit if there's ever an issue. And certainly with five dogs, you know, something will come up. Well, I just love the insight you provided today, because oftentimes, you know, we're talking about the do's and don'ts. And I think this is really heartwarming for people to really appreciate that, A, there's places they can go to if they're missing the companionship of having an animal. And B, I love the fact that they have a presence in places where people need to have some sort of calm and lose some anxiety. So I love the work you do, Miranda. That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Are you nice and calm now, or are you still stressed out? Are you okay?
No, I'm calmer, yeah.
Yeah, you're calm. Great. Good. Hey, Miranda, thank you so much for chirping with us today. Yeah. And you keep loving up Lakota. Isn't she cute? The dog's so cute.
It is so cute. And he's so happy. I mean, he's really just love and life. I feel like that's what my dogs, Tilly's the same way. I've seen whenever
she's
you
so
love up
happy.
On Tilly, she's so happy. It's a good thing. Aside from the responsibility, if you can get to someone else's house or you can be around any of those places that are the shelters, if you can't afford an animal, go in and love it up for a little bit. You'll feel better too.
Well, I crack up because when I come over to your house, Roxy comes over and she starts scratching on my legs and you say, stop that. And I'm like, no, let her go. It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels
good. I don't
good.
Get it, but
it
whatever,
feels...
Auntie Flora.
Yeah. I like it. It's like she's given me love. I'm okay with it.
She's giving you scratch. Yeah,
she's
I guess.
Not
hard
scratching.
Tickles.
It feels good, and it really does.
You like
that bond. I do. I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast today and us chirping about pets, we encourage you to keep following us. I mean, we're on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. We've got a cool thing. You can now catch the whole episodes on IGTV. And of course, if you subscribe to Chick to Chick on YouTube, lucky you, it will drop in your lap every Monday.
And it'll go boop.
Yep.
We're
Listen
here. Yep. We're back. And we will be back next Monday to chirp about another topic.